Brooklands Radio presents Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello and welcome to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. We'll be covering subjects relating to business, the challenges facing businesses in the area, as well as new opportunities and innovations. And if you'd like to join in, email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk with any comments or questions for our guests. On today's show, we have Sally Hodgson from Wimbledon Women's Business Club and also Izzy T, Emma Taring from The Marketing Matrix, and Claire Lee and Joe Haley, both from Borrow My Garden. But to start with, I'd like to welcome our first guest to the studio, Francesca Robbins from Grow Your Business Show. Hello there, Francesca.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us.
It's very exciting.
Yes, I'd like to find out a bit about your background. What did you do before setting up this show?
So I've been an event organiser for the last 6-7 years, organising large sort of property exhibitions all around the country, which led me on to delivering a Surrey Business Expo just around the corner from me, utilising all my skills from the last 6-7 years and bringing people together in the business community in Surrey.
So how did you know there was a gap in the market for a business like yours?
So I actually started out, I launched my own events company 1.5 years ago, and I ventured out into all the networks around the Surrey areas and realised actually that there was a massive need for one major show that brings all of these networking groups and communities together. Because I was running wild around Surrey town from one meeting to the next meeting to the next meeting. It can get very busy and very hectic. And I realised actually that a lot of these people from the different groups weren't actually meeting together. So I thought there was definitely a gap in the market. There is one other event such as ours in the Surrey area down in Guildford, and there wasn't much up where we were. So we saw the gap, and it's gone really well since.
Good. Well, it's called Grow Your Business Show, which sort of implies that it's for small businesses trying to expand.
Actually, it's not just for small businesses. It's for startups, SMEs, all the way up to your corporates. It's really trying to bring the Surrey community of businesses together on one day. And, you know, no matter what size of business you have, there's always room to grow. And to learn new skills and keep up to date with the local trends and market, etc.
And very excitingly, it's taking place at Epsom Downs Racecourse.
It is the iconic Epsom Downs. It's beautiful. We really felt that we needed to take advantage of such a beautiful venue. So what we've decided to do is we bring the business show during the day from 8:30 until 2 p.m. And then from 2 p.m, we encourage all our attendees and exhibitors to bring along clients and colleagues and enjoy the afternoon at the races with us for 6 race titles.
Well, that's a very nice thing, isn't it?
Very unique
selling point, I would have thought.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, you know, with anything like business events, and sometimes they can become quite stagnant, and we really want to bring the fun element to the day as well and make it a really relaxed, informal environment where people can, you know, build communities, gain new knowledge with products and services, but also, you know, enjoy each other's company and really build relationships that will last a long time.
And when did you start work on the exhibition?
We started just before Christmas, so that's when we got the venue organised and secured, and then we started marketing through various media partners that we've got on board, reaching far and wide around the Surrey areas. It's not just for the Epsom area. We're reaching, obviously, Weybridge, Guildford, Woking, Kingston, Reigate, Banstead, all of the areas. We're really trying to cover every sort of corner of it.
Okay, and it's being held on Thursday the 12th of September.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Is it too late for businesses to take stands?
No, we've got a few stands remaining. So if you are a business that want to explore exhibiting and showcasing your business to the 1,000+ attendees on the day, then please do get in touch. You can do that through going to our website, which is growyourbusinessshow.co.uk. Alternatively, you can send me an email, which is at...
We'll do that at the end. If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, yes. No worries.
Okay, and it's going to entail a morning networking session. So how will that, what will the format of that one be?
So we've got the morning networking session from 8:30 a.m. Now that's getting sponsored by the Surrey Chambers of Commerce along with Hartfield Manor. And we will be providing teas and coffees and some nice pastries for everyone. And that will be the same format as of the day. If you come at 8:30, you will have the capacity to come and enjoy the networking with 100 plus people. So it would be a really good opportunity to start the day early and really utilise the day.
And will they get a 60-second slot to talk about their business?
To be honest, I don't think so, not at this one. However, we do have a couple of speed networking sessions, which is the perfect opportunity for you to obviously let lots and lots of people know within a 30-minute period about what you do, exchange business cards, really grow your branding within the show as well. So it's really integrating the attendees and the exhibitors.
And then there's also a Women's Power Hour. What's that all about?
Yes, we're very excited to launch that. I think just from the, you know, the activity within the women's business arena at the moment, we really felt it was important to acknowledge that. And we introduced the Women's Power Hour, which is from 12 p.m. till 1 p.m. And it will consist of a panel of ladies that are experts within their field, from marketing, from speaking in public, data protection, etc. And it also gives you an opportunity to do a question and answer and also network with lots of other women within the area.
And which, can you give us some examples of some of the women on the panel yet? Or have they not been appointed yet?
Yes, so we have V Roberts, who's an award-winning marketer.
Oh yeah, she's going to be a speaker too, isn't she?
She also is, yep. Yes, absolutely. And we've got Louise Punter from Surrey Chambers of Commerce. We also have Louise Canby, who covers speaking in public. We also have your test of me here on my memory.
Well, don't worry, that's enough to be going on with. Well, anyway, you've got some really good people there. That's really great.
It's going to be a really great hour to get involved if you're a lady in business within Surrey.
Great. And also you've got a programme of free seminars. We should also say here also the entrance is free to the exhibition.
Absolutely, completely free registration, and that also gives you access into the race afternoon as well.
Okay, and then you've got some great speakers here. Craig Goldblatt, would you like to tell us a bit about him?
Craig, great to have him on board.
He's a great keynote speaker, isn't he? A motivational speaker. I've seen him actually. He's very, very good.
Philanthropist and a coach and speaker. So we're really pleased to have him on board. Along with, we've got Richard Woods.
Yes, he used to have a show here. Yeah.
Yes, he did. I found that out this morning. So he was a BBC Apprentice finalist. So he's going to be coming along and doing a half an hour seminar there. We've got so many great speakers that are going to be on the day, and it's completely free to attend and sit down, take a seat, and really just soak up all the knowledge and expertise that these people have to offer.
And also, you've got 50 exhibitors.
Yes.
So can you give us some examples of some sort of companies that are going to have stands there?
Yes, so we've really tried hard to make sure that we've got a massive variety of stands and exhibitors and businesses on the day, covering all aspects of business, from legal, finance, insurance, digital marketing, through to networks in the area, membership networks, tax, making tax digital is massive at the moment, so really making sure that you're up to date and you know what you're doing, because it's so important to make sure that you're ahead of the game, really, to make sure that you don't trip up. I mean, there's somebody for everyone, whether you're a small business or a corporate. It's really going to be a day of learning and building communities, actually. That's the most important.
And so going forward then, are you still running an events business in addition to this?
I do, madly enough. I'm also getting married this year. So,
oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. So it's been a very busy year, but that's exactly how I like it. So I do other events on the side just for corporate companies that want to provide networking for clients and colleagues. So I do that as well. But this is the main show of the year for me. And I'm planning on keeping it around for a long time to come and making it an annual event so that all businesses make sure that it's in your calendar each year and really get involved and be a part of it.
And is it just you on your own running this?
It's myself and my partner, actually. Yeah, myself and my partner. And we've obviously got some great people involved with doing the design and print and digital and all the stuff that goes in to the background of any event and organising. So we're very lucky. So.
And what was the feedback like when you sort of announced the show? What was feedback have you had?
It's just been so well received. I think it's been, you know, I think the area is really crying out for sort of one business hub that brings everyone together from all areas, not just from our own local areas. So, you know, we've had over 1,000 registrations already, and we weren't expecting half of that at the beginning, not for the first initial show. So it just shows you how proactive and beneficial a show like this can be for the area.
And what about exhibitors? Was it difficult to get exhibitors?
No, not at all. And I think that's the power of Surrey, actually, as a quite a unique county. They're very, very proactive with referrals and spreading the word, and not for any, you know, result for themselves. It's really just to make sure that the event's going to be great for all. To get exhibitors in, I think it's a great platform to meet so many people within on one day, and also coupling it with the race afternoon, it's just a nice added bonus for everyone to be involved in.
Yes, it's very unusual, that, isn't it, to have the racing day attached to it.
Absolutely, yeah. But I always think you can always add some fun into anything that you do, whether it's a business expo or a property show, whatever it is. There's always, you know, we all like to have some fun. And actually, I think that's where you build the best relationships, is when you, you know, let your guard down a little bit and just, you know, try and build that relationship naturally.
Well, bearing in mind you only started working on it at Christmas, and you've just done phenomenally well. And what do you attribute that success to?
I actually think it's a lot of hard work, obviously, but also, you know, for people to be open to helping other businesses like myself. I was a startup, and there was people such as local forums, such as the what's going on in my town, the Best of Epsom and Yule, Federation of Small Businesses, Surrey Chambers. I could go on and on and on. Omni Network. There's so many people out there that are open and happy to help, which has really assisted us in making sure that there's massive amounts of attendees and lots of exhibitors and lots of stuff going on. So it's going to be a really good day.
Well, that's fantastic. Would you like to give us your contact details now, your website and any other ways that people can contact you, please?
Absolutely. So if you want to register your tickets or come to me about exhibiting for some further information, you can go to our website again, which is www.growyourbusinessshow.co.uk. There you'll find a couple of links that will take you straight into either Eventbrite to register your tickets or a mail form to contact form to send over to me. Failing that, you can email me direct, which is hello@growyourbusinessshow.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Francesca.
Thank you very much.
That was Francesca Robbins from Grow Your Business Show. In the next part of our programme, we're going to be talking to Sally Hodgson, leader of the Wimbledon Women's Business Club and a business support network for entrepreneurs, and also Izzy T.
You're listening to Surrey Business Affairs on Brooklyn's Radio, for and about local businesses in Surrey.
If you're on the hunt for some good books for your children to read this summer, perhaps I could suggest one. My name's Sarah Holding, and I'm the author of a time travel adventure story for 8 to 12-year-olds called The Sea Bean Trilogy. Published by Medina Publishing, it's been warmly endorsed by Dame Jacqueline Wilson and was singled out by 5 different young reviewers for The Guardian as one of their absolute favourites. Sea Bean belongs to the new genre of cli-fi or climate fiction and has been described as an absorbing and intelligent tale with a strong environmental angle. Having been featured on BBC Radio Surrey and BBC Radio Scotland, Sea Bean is now being taught in several UK schools and is even on sale in the UK's remotest shop on St Kilda in Scotland, where the story is set. Sea Bean is available to order from all leading online book retailers.
Picture this, a Sunday lunchtime carvery where you can eat as much as you want with a choice of 1, 2 or 3 courses. You're free to help yourself to succulent pork, beef, chicken or gammon, and if you wish, you can have them all. Add in a homely, family-orientated environment with free parking, and you have your perfect destination for the perfect Sunday lunch. It's all here at the Best Western Ship Hotel by Monument Green, High Street, Weybridge. Book now on 0800 393 130. We're one of the most welcoming places to eat in Weybridge.
It's Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello and welcome back to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. I'm now joined in the studio by Sally Hodgson from Wimbledon Women's Business Club and Izzy T. Hello there, Sally.
Hello, Jackie. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, good to see you. So perhaps we could start off finding out a bit about your background. What did you set out to do?
Well, I started off a long while ago working for an accounts company up in central London, and I was made redundant when I had my daughter.
Were you an accountant then?
No, just in the sort of the paying department, really. Quite a while ago now, and so I was working in sort of the corporate business style, and when I had my daughter, my dad said, why don't you come and do a little bit of work with me? So that was 15 years ago, and I haven't left yet.
And what work was that then?
It was just, he runs an IT support company, so it was just working in the office, doing just general office duties back then.
And it's called Izzy T.
Izzy T, yes, which is, my daughter is Izzy. So it was named in a very sort of long drawn out process. We had to change the name of the company. So she was inspiration for the company name.
I see. I did wonder where that came from. It's very highly unusual. Anyway, yes. We're here now to talk about the Wimbledon Women's Business Club. Yes. So when did you get involved with that?
It was about 18 months ago when I first found Angela. Well, Angela actually found me, which was just perfect timing because we were struggling as a business. As most sort of small businesses go through, I think, changes of direction. And finding someone else out there and a group of people out there that can support me was just amazing. And going along to the business lunches and meeting other women in business that were going through the same problems as we were going through and just supporting each other was just so good. Really made a huge difference.
Yes, so she invited you to a meeting, is that how it works?
Yes, that's right. I had an email from her inviting us to a meeting saying that the industry that I'm in, obviously IT support, hadn't been taken, and did I want to come along because people are obviously looking for IT support, and did I want to go and sort of meet people in the local area that were looking for support.
So. And what was your initial impression?
I loved it. I had never realised that networking could be like that. It was more supportive. It wasn't competitive. There was nobody sort of climbing over each other to sell their wares. It was just really nice group of women sitting around talking about what they did, networking and having a nice lunch and relaxing chat.
And did it work for you?
Absolutely. It really did. And that's why I ended up sort of taking over the Wimbledon branch and sort of being able to make it my own, knowing the area better and inviting other people along that I know would benefit from it too.
So when you say it worked for you, you got lots of new referrals, you got loads of suppliers. How did it work?
We have had new referrals from it, but it's more the people that I've met and the support that has been given to us as a company and realising that every company goes through what we go through and we're not alone and everybody has their trials and tribulations on a daily basis. And we have support to help each other out there, especially, I mean, I work from home predominantly. I've got a group of 12 people working for us, but they're all out and about in schools and offices fixing all the computers. So a lot of the time I'm on my own. And although we are a family business and I run it with my husband and my father, it's just nice to have somebody else out there to talk to and to not go through the process of running a business on our own. And we kind of learn from each other and we get ideas from each other. And we've got a Wonder Bra session at the end of every
networking. I love the title of that, Wonder Bra. That's amazing.
And we support and uplift each other and we throw a question out there.
Yes.
Exactly. We throw a question out there to the team and we say, has anybody got any problems or any ideas that they want to share with the rest of the ladies that are there today? And we talk about any problems that anybody has. So it's just a really good forum to kind of catch up and learn from each other and sort of help each other grow.
Yes, and you mentioned that you were the only IT person. So does that mean it's only one person, one profession? Is that how it works?
That's exactly right. You can come along to two as a visitor. So they're £30 per lunch and you can come along for two. And then you need to join up to the membership, which you get so much more value out of joining up because there's a whole host of resources online that Angela has written. So you can just go and find so much more information, which really helps. Helped us as a business as well.
And what sort of professions are covered at the Wimbledon Women's Business Club?
We have an accountant at the moment. We have a virtual PA. We have a lady that sells our bon. I can't think of who else, but there's about six permanent full-time members there at the moment. So we have got a lot of slots open, and we have many visitors as well each month. So we usually, there's about 12 to 15 people there. So
okay, and then I see from the website the format is 11:30 arrival, and then you have a hot drink and informal networking, and then at 12 noon you have 60 seconds to pitch your business to the room.
That's right, yes. So to begin with, when you arrive, we'll order a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, whatever people want. It's at Made in Italy in Wimbledon, and they do the most amazing coffee there. So it's really nice, and we kind of will just stand around. We've got a nice area at the back, and you can have a look at everybody's business cards, and the members get a special table that they can put all their business cards on and any promotions that they're doing. And then we'll sit down and we go around the table, and everybody gets a little bit of time. We don't stick religiously to 60 seconds. You know, I've been to places where they ring bells at 60 seconds, and that's just not who we are. So we listen to each other, and you know, you can ask questions as well at the same time after, you know, you've done your pitch. So it's just not rigid. It's really relaxed and informal, and I think you learn about each other better that way.
Okay, then you've got a talk, a member spotlight, 5 minutes to shine the light on your business. What is the member spotlight?
Well, if any of our members want to have an offer going on, or to have 5 minutes to actually just have the floor and tell everybody about what's going on. So sometimes I'll say to Louise, who's our wonderful accountant, anything you want to tell us, anything going on in the world of accountancy we need to know about, which often there is that nobody would know about. So she just gives a little talk and tells us a little bit more. So
yeah. Oh, I see. And then you obviously got the lunch, and then a talk, an inspiring talk from experts in their field. Would that always be a member or people from outside?
No, people from outside. We have a list of many, many speakers that Angela's drawn up. And also I've been in contact with lots of people and booked many people I'm booked up till Christmas at the moment with our speakers, and we've got some wonderful people coming in. Angela gives us a topic every month, which is all on the website. So this month we're talking about sales, and we've got Neil Long from Radio Jackie coming to talk to us about sales.
Oh wow, that's good. And you've got, that's 30 minutes by the looks of it.
Yes it's about 30 minutes.
That's quite long, isn't it?
Well, he can have longer or shorter. It doesn't matter. Usually we
I suppose that allows for questions as
exactly
well.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, and so who is eligible to join?
Any woman in business that would like to come along, anyone can join.
But provided that their profession isn't already covered.
As long as their profession isn't already covered. So I would suggest emailing me or anyone on the website, and you can come through and see, but you can visit until the profession is covered by membership.
Okay, and how much does it cost?
For SMEs, it's a little bit higher, but it depends how many people are working for your company. So if it's just a sole trader, if it's one to four people, I think it's about £500 a year plus VAT, but that's all the lunches free. And then if you go on the website, that gives you access to all the resources. The Facebook group with everybody else from the country is on there, so you can pitch to everybody else, and the network is enormous and growing by the day.
And could as a member of the Wimbledon branch, could you then go and visit one in Streatham?
You can visit any branch that you like. I think that there's a fee to visit another branch, but it's not as much. I think it basically just covers the lunch costs of your going to.
Yes, again, provided there isn't that profession covered, I assume.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. That is the only one stipulation, okay. Is that there's just one profession covered per group.
Yeah, and presumably there are groups all over the country.
There are. There's 17 at the moment around the country, and Angela and I are in discussions at the moment to open one in central London as well. So probably north of the river. So we have lots of people that say they want to come, but Wimbledon's too far. So we're looking at opening one north of the river.
Presumably there are quite a few in Surrey.
Actually, we are the nearest one to Surrey. I think Southampton's the next nearest one to us. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Most of them are actually sort of Cheltenham, which is where Angela first opened the first one. So Bath, Cheltenham. So that's why we're trying to expand down here.
Okay.
Because it is just such a wonderful idea, and it's just such a nice group of people, and not so pushy as other networking places that I've been to that has just been quite full on.
Yeah, I was just going to say to you, how do you think your networking group differs from other networking organisations?
I just think it's far more informal and relaxed, and we kind of tend to go with the flow a bit more, especially where we're set. We have our criteria of the timings, but it's quite loose for where we do it, just to see if someone's got something to say and got an issue to talk about, then we'll talk about it, because I think that's the whole point, and that's how we nurture all our members and how they grow, is to support each other. And that's the real crux of the whole thing.
And how important do you think networking is for small businesses?
I think it's crucial. I mean, this is quite new to me in the last 18 months, really, since taking over the support company from my dad and moving forward in a different direction. We've realised how crucial it is to have the support and to open other doors and meet new people has been really beneficial.
Right, right. Well, let's get on to about Izzy T, because I was very interested to hear that you won the Theo Papitis SBS winner 2019, the Twitter competition he holds every Sunday.
Yes, that's
right. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, we just, I've been looking at it for many months following him, or for years really following him, and we went and we saw him speak at the Wimbledon Book Fest recently as well. And that was really interesting. So I was following him on Twitter and I thought, oh, I'm going to do this. And it was you have to do it within an hour and a half on a Sunday. And I just happened to be on Twitter with small children. It's really irregular that I'm on it on a Sunday night, and I did, and I did a tweet and I sent it off, and we won, which was wonderful.
And what did the tweet say?
Oh, it was just about how we support schools and businesses, and you know, the aim of our business is to, we realise what budgets are like at the moment, especially in small businesses and schools that we predominantly work in. It's so difficult. Just to say that, you know, that's how we focus our business, is to help others, you know, get their IT supported, because it's a crucial element of most people's daily lives now. So just that we could do that. I can't even remember what I said, but I managed to get into three or four lines.
Congratulations. So what did you win?
Well, he retweeted our tweet to all his thousands and thousands of followers, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
And we get to go to a conference in February, I think it is, and we get to meet him and we get a certificate. And there's an hour that the SBS crew all talk to each other on a Tuesday. So we're part of that now, which is quite mind-blowing to keep following everybody. But it's just really nice. It just opens a few more doors.
Brilliant. Okay, then. And perhaps you'd like to give us your website details now for both the business club and your own business.
Yes, absolutely. You can contact us at www.izzyt.com and also www.womensbusiness.club/Wimbledon. And the link to that is also available on the Izzy T website.
Thank you very much, Sally.
Thank you.
That was Sally Hodgson from Wimbledon Women's Business Club and Izzy T. In the next part of our show, we're going to be talking to Emma Taring from The Marketing Matrix.
Surrey Business Affairs, for and about local businesses in Surrey.
Always wishing your smile was just a little whiter or straighter? Always meaning to get a thorough clean or replace that missing tooth? Always intending to book that appointment? Take a minute to book with Byfleet Dental Boutique today and experience the high standards of quality dental treatment and patient care that you deserve. Pop in for a free consultation for invisible braces and implants, or take up the patient benefits like free checkups for children and the affordable monthly dental plan. And there are Saturday and evening appointments too. Find us at 29 High Road. Visit byfleetdental.co.uk or call 01932 344 999 and get that smile you always wanted.
The wait is over and tickets for this year's Surrey Showcase are now on sale. Join us for a day of dance, drama, music, circus skills, poetry and a whole lot more by buying your pass at surreyshowcase.co.uk. And then all you need to do is join us on Saturday the 17th of August 2019 as the Nomad Theatre Group and Brooklands Radio come together to bring the biggest and best Surrey Showcase yet.
It's Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello there and welcome back to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. I'm now joined in the studio by Emma Taring from The Marketing Matrix. Hello there, Emma.
Hi, Jackie. Good to see you.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So perhaps we could start off then by finding out a bit about your background. What did you start off doing?
Well, like yourself, I've got a PR background, so member of the Institute of Public Relations, former journalist, but I escaped corporate life 21 years ago, heavily pregnant with my now grown-up son. Worked myself for a while before setting up The Marketing Matrix with my business partner Anive in about 7 years ago now.
Oh, right. And so as a journalist, what did you write about?
I was a business business and IT journalist, so writing about telecoms sector, sort of back in the 80s, a long time ago, but it was a very exciting time then. It was when BT were losing their monopoly, so everything was changing very, very fast and technology was developing fast.
Oh, right, okay.
So, yeah, saw things like one of the first mobile data tests and things like that back in the day.
And then, so what made you sort of give up the corporate world after you had the birth of your child?
Several things. The company I worked for had been through a very big merger and I didn't like the culture of the new company. It didn't fit me. I'd been very happy before that. We'd moved out of London back here to Surrey, which is where I'm from. So I didn't like commuting very much either, especially with that, at that stage, two small children. And it just felt like the right time for me. I felt like I'd done what I needed to do, you know, been through a lot of changes, and I was ready to do something on my own.
And so when did you sort of join up with Aniv? How long was it after going solo?
So that was, I was on my own for 13, 14 years. So as a freelancer, I used to work for a lot of PR and marketing agencies as an affiliate or an associate. So I learned a lot about what works and what doesn't. So I'd been on the client side in corporate and then worked, spent all those years in agency and realised that if I was going to set something up, that I didn't want it to be like most of what I'd seen going on, of just people producing generic pitches for companies of delete and replace the name right throughout, that I wanted to do marketing that was very tailored and bespoke to the client involved and really get under the skin of the company, which is what I'd been able to do in my journalistic days.
Yes, of course.
So I wanted to get back to doing that, but from the marketing perspective.
Right. And then was it just a chance meeting with Aniv? Or?
Yes, we met through networking. Ah, so I'm a firm believer in the power of networking. A women's networking group that used to run here in Weybridge. And we initially thought we might be competitors. So we thought, let's go and have a coffee and sort of make sure. And within literally a couple of weeks, we'd got the bones of a business set up, because we both realised we had, very good opportunities that we needed the other's skills for.
And so, how difficult was it to forge a new business?
We've done it quite slowly. We've built the business up. So we started off just trading under the Marketing Matrix name, but as sole traders. We then incorporated in 2015. We took on premises coming up 3 years ago, and we took on a member of staff 2 years ago. So we haven't rushed into anything at all, has to be said. We've grown this business quite gradually in a way that's suited us, really, and we felt that has enabled us to stay true to our values.
And presumably you both had clients to bring with you to the business.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly. So, that worked very well. And we still have the two clients we founded the business with are still with us.
Oh, how wonderful.
So I think that's quite unusual again.
Yes, that says everything,
doesn't
it? You
wouldn't talk about to many consultancies that have done that sort of thing.
No, indeed. Anyway, let's get on to what you offer. Now, I'm very interested to hear about this Done With You marketing programme for small business owners. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, we've been doing our consultancy for much bigger, sort of big small companies, we call them. So, doing full marketing strategy, running their marketing programs for them, and effectively working as a marketing director. But we realised a couple of years back that there are smaller companies out there that are not yet ready to employ a consultancy. And we heard so many terrible stories at networking events of people who'd gone out, got into the mindset of I need to do some marketing, and had just wasted money on initiatives or schemes or terrible things, and it broke our heart, frankly. So we set up some training classes, running those every month, and that's been going brilliantly. But again, we've reached the point now that the businesses coming to that have outgrown that of just a very light look at marketing. And people kept asking us for help and saying, well, can you do it with me? Can you do it with me? I need your help, but I can't afford to pay you as a consultant yet. It's always that word of possibility. So that's why we've set up this program. So we work with a company. We've got a marketing review and reboot. It's exactly the same process, whether you're a huge company or a tiny company. Very structured. We've built this and refined this questionnaire over our 7 years, using all our experience, so to find out exactly what your business is about, what your goals are, how it links to your personal goals, because we all know you can't separate, especially when you're a business owner, you can't separate your personal and professional goals, really. They're kind of linked together. So we find all about that. We look at you know, your numbers, your projections, which people are sometimes quite surprised that a marketer would look at a business forecast. But if we don't know what you're trying to achieve and where the margins are and the revenues are, we can't help you market to attract that kind of business. So we have to understand all of that about how people are planning to grow. And then from that, we'll then, if people want to go on having done the review and reboot process, we'll then work with them on a 6-month program using our structured strategy, marketing strategy, to build a really focused action plan that anybody can do, literally. So we get the question of like, oh, I'm useless on Facebook, or I'm not very good at tech, or I don't want to blog, or all these sort of things are the classic things. So we'll find one that works with you. We'll help you maybe get out of your comfort zone a little bit, because if you're going to promote your business, you know, you do have to be out there a bit and shout, but do it in a way that's true to you, in a way that you enjoy.
That sounds very, very interesting. And do you work in any particular sector?
No, I mean, our specialism is consultants and experts, so people who sell their knowledge and their skills rather than things. We probably wouldn't be an ideal fit if you're selling clothing online or something like that. I think there are people better suited. It's a very specialist area. But really, the strategy can work for anyone who's in that area, who's selling their knowledge rather than selling stuff. And of course, that's a lot of people who've got a background like mine. You know, they've come out of corporate and they're using those connections, using that knowledge that they've built up to then run their own business that they can control themselves.
And what about startups? Do you work with those as well?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's one of our real sweet spots. And again, particularly people who've come out from senior positions in a corporate career. And they're going one of two ways. They're either setting up the heart business that they felt that they always wanted. So I was talking to somebody at a networking event very recently who said, you know, he'd been pretending to be an accountant for most of his life, but he's now in, you know, mature years, realised that that's not his goal. He actually wants to be a life coach and help people, and that's his true calling. But then we've got other people that we work with who are using the knowledge they've built specifically in their sector, and they're amazing and awesome contacts, and they're using that as the foundations of their business to really, you know, to grow a startup really quite quickly when you're in that space, that you can perhaps leave a corporate and you know, pick up your first contract within days or weeks because you've put the pre-work in. So you're getting ready to do that. So yeah, that's our favourite space, definitely.
And what sort of businesses are they? I mean, are they, when you say they're experts, are they experts in money or?
Can be. Yeah, we've got quite a wide variety. So we've got employment, construction sector, sort of different types of software as a service, consultancy businesses. So we don't stick to one sector in particular, but the core theme is that all these people are true experts in what they do. They've got that knowledge and they've got that expertise, so we're just helping to get it out there, really, to showcase it and share it with the world.
And how do you charge? How much would the Done With You program cost, for example?
So that costs. So the review and reboot is the first stage. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of a chance to do a little piece of work with us, get to know us. That's £595 for a small two-woman business potentially. Mm-hmm. And then once that's completed, if you want to carry on and work with us, it's £2,995 to do the 6-month program of the Done With You marketing.
Right, okay. So,
and there's discounts available if you pay up front as well, so you can get that.
And you did also mention that you do training classes.
Yes, that's right. Well, we do.
Do you still do those?
Yes. Oh, so yes. As part of that, you get a masterclass. You get 3 masterclasses during your 6-month period. So those will be quite intense days on one particular topic.
We've got
a lot of one-to-one work. So we're going to be doing one coming up on working with Google. So, you know, obviously looking at improving your search optimization, but also even things like Google My Business listing and so on. A lot of people have got, you know, there's that terrible thing. You've set up your company name, someone Googles it, and it comes up with a picture of your bins or something. Yeah. You know? So we'll teach you how to manage that to get Google. Google advertising is quite a sort of a very technical world, so that would be something a bit more advanced that we'd do. But again, we can show people the basics of how that works and see if they want to experiment with that.
And of course, you offer services across the board, don't you? Websites, social media,
absolutely.
The whole thing, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. Yes, we do the spectrum of marketing, and we do offline as well. We're firm believers in good old-fashioned direct mail, actually, is coming back into its own.
Oh, really?
A really well-placed postcard with a kind of, you know, well-honed message, a nice catchy image, because we all drown in sort of social media sometimes. And email is a very underestimated channel, a way of building a really good email list. I know a lot of people after GDPR came in thought, oh, I can't email people anymore, or I'm not sure what the rules are or how I collect names and so on. There are still ways of doing it. You have to, of course, comply with all the regulations. But it's a very effective and very low-cost way of marketing.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us, Emma. Would you like to give us your website details?
Yes, absolutely. We are themarketingmatrix.co.uk. We're based in Walton-on-Thames. And if you want to drop us an email, find out about our marketing review and reboot, just email us at hello@themarketingmatrix.co.uk. We'd love to have a chat.
Thank you very much, Emma.
Thank you.
That was Emma Taring from The Marketing Matrix. And in the next part of our show, we're going to be talking to Claire Lee and Joe Haley from Borrow My Garden.
You're listening to Surrey Business Affairs on Brooklyn's Radio, for and about local businesses in Surrey.
I'm so glad you're open.
Thank goodness you're here.
Do you ever close?
Did you know the pharmacy at 20 Church Street, Weybridge is open 100 hours every week to meet your immediate medical needs? We're here for you from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. weekdays, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Our friendly and knowledgeable team can provide you with the advice you need, as well as helping you with repeat prescriptions, all the over-the-counter products you would expect, and if you can't get in to visit us, we will deliver to you. The Pharmacy, 20 Church Street, Weybridge. We're here when you need us, 100 hours every week.
Brooklyn's Radio's audience is growing. Potential listeners are listening, but are they hearing your message? Maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't know about internet radio, or maybe I should wait. Well, instead, think about it this way. Do you want to be one of the first businesses like yours to advertise on internet radio, or the last? So why not tap into the power of Brooklyn's Radio easily and affordably? Contact Fiona through sales@brooklynsradio.co.uk. That's sales@brooklynsradio.co.uk. Brooklyn's Radio. Loving Surrey Radio. Brooklyn's Radio.
It's Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello there and welcome back to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. I'm now joined in the studio by Claire Lee and Joe Haley from Borrow My Garden. Hello there.
Hello, Jackie. Nice to be here. Thank you for asking us.
Well, great to see you. Great to see you both. So perhaps we could start off by finding out a bit about your backgrounds. Let's start with you, Claire, because I understand you run another business called Venue Queen.
Venue Queen.
So can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, of course. It's a venue finding business. So people that are looking for off-site meetings, team building, client appreciation, Christmas parties, weddings, those sorts of things. I go out and with over 30 years in the hotel industry, I use my knowledge, go out, we find them the best deals that they can, and then help them through the whole process, because some people find it a little bit daunting and it's quite time consuming.
Okay, and then Joe, I believe you're a photographer.
I am.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
I am an award-winning Google Trusted photographer, in fact. Most
Very
noted
impressive.
For my work extending street view inside Westminster Abbey. My company is called Striking Places Photography. And I extend street view inside, apart from big grand churches in the middle of London, inside location-based businesses to give them more exposure online and to increase their footfall.
Fantastic. So how did you meet Claire?
Oh, I met Claire when she was first starting up, and I'd agreed to do a charity walk to Machu Picchu to raise some funds for Transitions UK. And I needed to raise £5,000 to do so. So instead of doing lots of little things, I decided to stretch myself and do a huge charity ball. So as I had met Claire, I said, please help. And as her services are free to the user, it worked really well. She did an amazing do. It was at the Old Palace in Hatfield House, and there was me and my friend Eddie, who also walked, and we did raise £5,000 each from it.
Congratulations. So when, Claire, what happened then? How did you get the idea together for Borrow My Garden then?
So Jo, through her photography, has a client who has a very large garden and spends a lot of money on his garden that wanted it photographing through all seasons, but then decided he wanted to make some money from his garden as it cost him a lot of money. So we'd like to run some events on those gardens. So at that point, Jo said, I know somebody that can help you. So I came in to speak to him about that, about how we could make that feasibly possible. So we had some marquee companies in, some TP companies in. We did go through that, you know, 100 people on your grounds is very, very different to 100 people actually being on your grounds. And in the end, he decided not to go through with it. But really, we were then starting to think about how, if he goes through this, how do we market that? How do we take it out to those buyers? As just one person, he's actually not going to be able to get out there. Through the Venue Queen side of things, I get asked for fields for team building, things for or large fields, outside spaces for festival-style weddings and corporate events.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I discovered that I was having to use Google to find those things because there isn't anywhere to go. So there wasn't a one-stop shop to go for those people that are looking for it. So on one hand, I've got the buyers. And then on another hand, we were speaking to farmers and campsite and glamp site owners saying, we want to get into that market. How do we do it? So we've got the buyers and we've got the sellers. Actually, we need something that's going to make the two of them fit together really nicely. Hence, Borrow My Garden was formed.
And when was it formed?
So the website went live at the beginning of June.
Very new then.
Very, very new. Yes. It is a website listing site for primarily landowners, but we've also got a supplier side, so that if you're the sort of person that's looking for this TP or outdoor event style, it's not just here's the land, away you go. It's a here's the land, and actually if you need help with outdoor toilets, caterers, room dressing, TPs, the whole works, then actually you can do it all through this website.
Yes, because I noticed there were adverts for people like Wedding Friend and a marketing company or listings.
We want all sorts of people that, for those people that know what they want to do but actually don't know how to do it. If you're going to a venue and saying I want a wedding or I want a corporate event, you book the space, they do it all for you. If you're doing a festival style event, you hire your field off Farmer Joe. And then what do you do? So often they need that little bit to come in and help. So we're trying to make sure that we can be the one-stop shop. But also, if you just want to hire the field and you can do everything yourself, then you can do that as well. And the idea is it's optimised to drive the traffic through to those individuals' own websites.
Right. And so, Jo, how much does this service cost then? If I want to hire a field for an event, how much are you going to charge me for finding it?
We're not going to charge you.
Oh, that's
it's
nice.
It's free to the people searching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's purely a listing cost. So to list the land, and actually we have a special offer at the moment, to list the land, it's £250 for a year. And we're currently doing 15 months for the price of 12. And for suppliers, it's an amazing £99.
So this is how you're getting, this is how you're earning an income from this?
Yes.
Yes, okay. But do you also take a commission for getting them the thing? No.
No.
So literally they're just paying for the listing on your website,
yeah, really
the endorsement
simple.
Of your website, if you like.
Yeah, really, yeah. Really, really simple.
Okay. And how do you go around vetting these people to make sure that they're a trusted supplier?
Well, they have to apply via the website and they have to fill in their listing. And before it goes live, we have to approve it. So we make sure... Mostly, if people are paying for something, we've found that it's fine and they are trusted. And a lot of the people we know, Venue Queen has pointed, actually, unbeknownst to us, the hotels have got lots and lots of acres that they would like to use for it. Of course, their marketing engine is pointing at the rooms and the room bookings. So they want to bring their fields to market for an extra income stream as well. So we've got seven hotel chains kind of in the motion at the moment trying to get listed. You can see a couple on there.
Yes, I saw there. I saw, yes,
and,
yes.
Jury's in up
yes.
there already. But as we have to, the most thing we found is that people need technical help just making sure that their listing looks really good.
Yes. And how are you going about getting new people to be listed?
We're telling people about it.
Oh, I see, you're doing a bit of promotion. What, on Google or something, or SEO?
No. At the moment, we're getting our website to rank because it's so new. It's only been up a month, so we haven't got any comparatives yet. But we do know for the long tail terms, we've got about 40,000 people a month searching.
Oh, wow.
With nowhere to go. So
good potential audience there,
absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Claire, would you like to give us some examples of some of the venues you've got listed right now?
Yes, absolutely. We've got Chiseldon House down in Swindon, just outside Marlborough, which is like a 21-bedroom mini mansion. But for us, it's not about the hotel, it's about the land. So it's all about the land, and you can have your add-on as your hotel. We've also got Jury's Inn in Cheltenham. We've got Putteridge Bury, which is in Bedfordshire. Now you're testing me as to what we've got. I'm trying to think.
Well, don't worry. I saw there were quite a few hotels.
Absolutely.
And at what sort of venues are you looking for that you would like to be listed on the website?
Anybody that's got land. It's all about the land. It's not about the hotel. So we're talking with racecourses. We've got showgrounds coming on board. We've got farmers' fields. We've got campsites and glamp sites. We've got individuals that have got large gardens. So basically anywhere that's got a large space, because it doesn't have to be for events. We've also got location managers looking for film locations,
of course, yes,
and photo shoots,
yes.
So there's all sorts of things that land is being looked for, but nowhere to go and find it.
Right, okay. And what is the most unusual venue that you've had so far list, or hasn't there been one? Maybe it's so new.
I think we're still in the learning phases.
I rather liked Aldenham Country Park, and that's got a lot of different things to offer. That's
such
really
as?
Interesting. It's got actually, we met someone at a networking event last night who said that once she heard what we were doing, said, or her friend was looking for somewhere for a big party for their 2-year-olds. Perfect. Aldenham Country Park has this enclosed area that is purpose built. And they need people going in there. It's got a pavilion side to it, and it's got a fenced off part with lots of play, different play areas and different things to play with. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. And presumably then this is a UK-wide operation, because see on your website there's this map that actually shows you where all the various venues are. So presumably it could be anywhere.
At the moment it can be anywhere in the UK. We have had interest from overseas, but we're only 1 month
focusing
in.
On the
absolutely we want to walk properly before we start running
of
anywhere
course.
So UK to start with,
yeah, okay. And how difficult was it to set it all up? Did you have a website designer already, or did you have to find
one? We have
one?
A website designer, yeah. Uh-huh. You think you'll find his listing on there, BLS Computer Solutions.
Oh, okay.
Have to say, he's a patient man. Yeah.
So I suppose the most challenging part of this then was for the design of the website. So it was very user-friendly, so people knew what they had to do and could search for everything.
Absolutely, as simple as possible. We want to make it really, really simple so that people searching can find exactly what they want as quickly as possible. And then it brings in the other suppliers around them.
Yes.
So the closest. So we're thinking, you know, it might build a small business community about a piece of land, you know, suppliers that hadn't previously worked with each other. And then the person that's searching can cherry pick and have their bespoke event exactly how they like it.
Because I think that's a very unusual thing, that when somebody picks a venue, you've also got those suppliers around. So they know that, you know, like wedding friend. So somebody doing a wedding can go to that person. It's very, very good. Anyway, I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you so much for coming in. Would you like to give us your website details in case people want to get further information?
Yes, if you go to www.borrowmygarden.co.uk.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you, Jackie.
I'd like to thank all our guests today, Francesca Robbins from Grow Your Business Show, Sally Hodgson from Wimbledon Women's Business Club, and also Izzy T, Emma Tearing from The Marketing Matrix, and Claire Lee and Joe Haley, both from Borrow My Garden. And thank you to my producer, Graham Laycock. And to stay in touch, or if you know any business people who should be on our programme, please email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk with their contact details and a little bit about them. And do follow us on Twitter @BrooklandsRadio. Do visit the Business Affairs webpage on brooklandsradio.co.uk for details of forthcoming guests and to listen to previous editions of Surrey Business Affairs. This show will be repeated next Wednesday, the 10th of July at 8 o'clock in the evening. The next edition of Surrey Business Affairs will be on Thursday, the 1st of August at 1 o'clock. So do listen in. So it's goodbye from me, Jackie Mitchell.
Surrey Business Affairs. If you'd like to take part, email businessaffairs@brooklandsradio.co.uk. That's Surrey Business Affairs, for and about local businesses in Surrey.